Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. One of the adventures my wife and I shared was a road trip out west, tracing the legendary Route 66. We didn't start in Chicago, but picked it up in St. Louis, Missouri. And yes, we played that iconic Route 66 song about 100 times along the way. One memorable stop was in Flagstaff, Arizona, a charming town perched at 7,000 feet, nestled among the San Francisco peaks. We decided to spend a couple of days there to soak in the mountain air and explore the area. Just 12 miles north of Flagstaff is Sunset Crater National Park, a place shaped by a volcanic eruption that occurred between 1024 and 1100. The eruption left behind a towering volcanic cone nearly 1,000 feet high. The surrounding area was roped off, but we stood on the designated path, looking up at the crater, its slopes covered in 20 feet of black volcanic ash. And that's when we saw them, delicate wildflowers pushing their way up through the ash, fragile, persistent, and alive. We looked at each other and said at the same time, "Life wins." The moment stayed with me. After my wife's passing, those same words became my anchor. Life wins. Life always wins. I had them inscribed on her gravestone. There's no sadness in those words, only hope, only truth. Because even in grief, even in loss, life keeps calling us forward. It reminds me of the luminous words of the Sufi mystic Hafiz, who wrote, "How fascinating the idea of death can be. Too bad, though, because it just isn't true." We often rush through life unaware of the life-sustaining force that pulses within us. It echoes in each heartbeat. It flows with every breath. There's a rhythm to it, a music that urges us to move forward, to grow, to become more authentically human. We begin to understand life transcends death. Still, when we lose someone we love, it can feel like we've been exiled, cast out of the world we knew, as if we were swept away by a raging river, holding on to memories as we're carried toward an unknown shore. But even in the current, the life force hasn't left us. It's there, in the river and in us, partnering with our grief, guiding us to someplace new. All we need to do is trust. Trust in the river. Trust in life. And when we arrive, we'll feel it again. The stirring in our hearts that says, life wins. Life always wins. Poet David White captured this beautifully in his poem, In the Beginning. Like a blossom of fire from the white silk of your own skin, you were there in the beginning. You heard the story. You heard the merciless and tender words telling you where you had to go. Exile is never easy, and the journey itself leaves a bitter taste. But then, when you heard that voice, you had to go. You couldn't sit by the fire. You couldn't sit so close to the live flame of that compassion. You had to go out in the world and make it your own, so you could come back with that flame in your voice, saying, "Listen, this warmth, this unbearable light, this fearful love, it is all here. It is all here." Yes, it is all here. Love surrounds us. Love walks with us. Love breathes into us. And life wins. Life always wins. Psychiatrist Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning, gave us the answer to ending our exile and allowing the life force to fill us with renewed energy and life. He said, and I paraphrase, "Don't ask what life can do for you. Instead ask, what is life calling me to do?" That call by life to us isn't a one-time message. Life calls and calls and adjusts its call to us as our life experiences shape us. Don't fear asking the question, "What is life calling me to do?" Don't fear embarking on the journey to follow what that question reveals to you. It will make all the difference in your life. Stay strong, never quit, and you know it, good things are coming your way. There's a rainbow in front of you. Keep going. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.